Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and also with you. We have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world and to seek the forgiveness of our sins, that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may give ourselves to the service of God. The night is past and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and for ever. Amen. Thank you, God, for this morning, for the opportunity of seeing you in all of creation, in every single way. Thank you, Lord, for the treasure you have planted in our daily life, our friends and family, love, those who help us, for warmth and sustenance. Thank you, God, for this morning, for the opportunity of seeing you, our hope and our salvation, in every single way. Amen. Holy God, Maker of all, have mercy on us. Jesus Christ, Servant of the poor, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, Breath of life, have mercy on us. Let us in silence confess our faults and admit our frailty. Before God, with the people of God, we confess to our brokenness, to the ways we wound our lives, the lives of others and the life of the world. May God forgive us, Christ renew us, and the Spirit enable us to grow in love. Amen. May the God who knew me be praised, who knew me when I was but a speck of life, who knew me as I took shape in the womb, who knew me in childhood and as I grew up, who has known me till this day, beyond the perceptions of mother and father, beyond the insights of a life partner, beyond my own self-understanding. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, high, unattainable. Such knowledge is yours, the Lord of all life. I bless you. Such knowledge is yours, the Lord of all life, and yet you do not reject me or put me to shame. You cannot be fooled by appearances. I cannot hide away from your eyes the ways I let you down. You see with a sharpness which no human eye can match, and yet you love me. You clothe me with the garment of Christ's life. You see me as I am in him. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, high, unattainable. Such knowledge is yours, the Lord of all life. I bless you. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. And the Psalm, Psalm 86. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you, because you answer me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Listen now for the Word of God. This morning's Old Testament reading is Isaiah chapter 43. But now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This morning's New Testament reading is Philippians chapter 4. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me, or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith, and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the gift of relationship and community. We pray that despite the evidence to the contrary, this crisis will bring people together, not drive them apart. For those of us who are anxious, bring peace. For those of us who are sick, bring healing. For those of us who are caring for others, bring strength. For those of us who are lonely, bring comfort. For those of us who are not lonely, help us to see those who are, and help us to reach out to them in whatever ways we can. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Keep us, good Lord, under the shadow of your mercy in this time of uncertainty and distress. Sustain and support the anxious and fearful, and lift up all who are brought low, that we may rejoice in your comfort, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you taught us to love our neighbour and to care for those in need, as if we were caring for you. In this time of anxiety, give us strength to comfort the fearful, to tend the sick, and to assure the isolated of our love and your love. For your name's sake, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of compassion, be close to those who are ill, afraid, or in isolation. In their loneliness, be their consolation. In their anxiety, be their hope. In their darkness, be their light. Through him who suffered alone on the cross, but reigns with you in glory, Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who are ill, merciful God, we entrust to your tender care those who are ill or in pain, knowing that whenever danger threatens, your everlasting arms are there to hold them safe. Comfort and heal them, and restore them to health and strength, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For hospital staff and medical researchers, gracious God, give skill, sympathy and resilience to all who are caring for the sick, and your wisdom to those searching for a cure. Strengthen them with your Spirit, that through their work many will be restored to health. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the community, we are not people of fear. We are people of courage. We are not people who protect our own safety. We are people who protect our neighbour's safety. We are not people of greed. We are people of generosity. We are your people, God, giving and loving. Wherever we are, whatever it costs, for as long as it takes, wherever you call us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sovereign God, the defence of those who trust in you and the strength of those who suffer, look with mercy on our current times, and deliver us through our mighty Saviour, Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Today may I give and receive love. Today may I work for justice. Today may I listen and pray. Today may I sing God's praises. Today may I delight in God's beauty, today and every day. Amen. God has given us this day. We will use it wisely. We will not offer to God offerings that cost us nothing. Go in peace to love and to serve. We will seek peace and pursue it. In the name of the Trinity of Love, God in community, holy and one. Amen.